So welcome to Crossworld, especially sa mga first time guests natin. Pwede bang palapakan natin yung mga first time guests natin ngayon? Okay, you're a fruit of our prayers. Thank you for joining us. And I see also some familiar faces na hindi natin nakasama matagal, but who are with us today. So welcome. Okay. Sino na sa inyo nakapanood ng Beauty and the Beast? Napanood nyo na ba? Sino? Sinong di pa nakakapanood? Ay, nako, panoorin nyo. Beauty and the Beast is one of the most loved film, or even in theaters. It was actually originated or written by a French woman named Gabrielle Suzanne Barbot de Villeneuve. That was during the 18th century. Actually, ito yung nagpasikat sa kanya doon sa France. No? At noong 1990s, ito'y isinapelikula ng Disney. No? And it became an instant hit. It almost won an Academy Awards. If only naging live lang sana siguro siya noon, kung hindi siya animated film, it would have won an Oscar. But it did not. But anyway, ang musical scoring niya has won, you know, awards. Kaya nga, ginagawa siyang play. So, I will be talking about Beauty and the Beast today. No, not to promote the movie, although the movie is really worth watching. No? Pero ang pag-uusapan po natin ngayon is Beauty and the Beast in the Bible. Okay po ba yun? Are you excited to hear about the original Beauty and the Beast in the Scriptures? Parang kokonte, ayaw nyo yata. Next week na lang kaya. Do you want to hear the message on Beauty and the Beast based on the Scriptures? Yan. Tingnan po natin anong sinasabi ng banal na kasulatan. In the Bible, the word beauty is mentioned 43 times. 43 times. And the beast is mentioned 279 times. So there is 6 times more beast in us than beauty. No? Kasi mas madalas binanggit yung beast. Although maraming pagkakataon binanggit yung beast na may kinalaman sa animals or wild animals, not necessarily the beast as the beast. No? Pero tamang-tama sa ating series on the book of Daniel, we'll be talking about a king who became or turned into a beast. No? And that king is King Nebuchadnezzar. Tumayo tayong lahat mga kapatid as we read Daniel chapter 4 verses 1 to 4. Okay, you have your Bibles with you. Buksan natin Daniel chapter 4 verses 1 to 4. Kung nakita po ninyo na sa Bible nyo, say Amen. Kung nakita nyo sa screen, say Amen. Ayan, nakita nyo sa screen. Okay. So basahin po natin, babasahin ng all the gentlemen in the house will read verse 1 and all the ladies verse 2. Verse 3, ladies, and verse 4 all together. Okay? All the gentlemen in the house, read with me. King Nebuchadnezzar, to the nations and peoples of every language who live in all the earth, may you prosper greatly. Ladies. How great are his signs, how mighty his wonders. His kingdom is an eternal kingdom. His dominion endures from generation to generation. And altogether, I, Nebuchadnezzar, was at home in my palace, content and prosperous. I had a dream that made me afraid as I was lying in bed. The images and visions that passed through my mind terrified me. Okay, the Lord bless the reading of His Word. Manalangin po tayo. Panginoon, salamat po sa araw na ito na pinakaloob mo that we can gather together as one family and worship you. Father, we pray that the Holy Spirit will lead us and guide us into all truth so that we will appreciate your beauty and we will surrender the beast in us before your glorious throne. Fill us now with your Spirit and touch our hearts, Lord God. This is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen. Isang malakas na palakpak para sa ating Panginoon. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Please be seated. I have 8 points. But these are quick points, no? Number one, meet beauty. I want to introduce beauty to you. At sino tong beauty na to in Daniel chapter 4? Beauty here is not Belle. No? It's not Belle. But beauty is the king himself. Ang sabi sa verse 10, these are the visions I saw while lying in bed. Ito daw yung dream na nagbigay ng kilabot sa mahal na hari. I looked, and there before me stood a tree in the middle of the land. Its height was enormous. Okay. The tree grew large and strong, and its top touched the sky. It was visible to the ends of the earth. What an enormous tree. Its leaves were beautiful. Can you say beautiful? Beautiful. Again, can you say beautiful? Beautiful? Can you say that to your neighbor? Can you say beautiful? Beautiful. Sa kabila naman, sabi mo, you're beautiful. Wow. We all love to look at beautiful things. Amen ba? Ay, sino ba naman ang magaganahang tumingin sa pangit, di ba? We all like beautiful things. No? At ang sabi dito, the tree was so beautiful. At according sa interpretation ni Daniel, the tree is the king. So yung beauty na binabanggit po dito is none other than King Nebuchadnezzar. Para po dun sa ngayon lang natin nakasama, si Haring Nebuchadnezzar, siya po ang hari ng Babylonia, no? Nung panahon ni Daniel, ang buong Israel ay napatapon sa Babylonia at ang world power nung unang panahon ay Babylon. Ngayon, Amerika eh, China. But noon, Babylon. Okay, sabi dito, its fruit abundant and on it was food for all. Under it, the wild animals found shelter and the birds lived in its branches. From it, every creature was fed. So it was beautiful, hindi lang beautiful to look at, but beautiful because it provided shelter, food, refuge. Maganda siya kasi ang laking tulong na idudulot niya, hindi lang sa Babylonia, kundi sa buong mundo. Sabi ni Daniel, mahal na hari, ikaw yung puno na yun. Ang malaking problema lang sa mahal na hari, when Daniel told that you were that tree, alam mo yung magandang bagay na yan, nanuot sa utak ng mahal na hari at lumaki ang ulo ng mahal na hari at sa pag-iisip na siya ngay sadyang napakaganda. No? Meron pong isang babae na lumapit kay Pastor at ang sabi, Pastor, ako po'y mangungumpisal sa inyo. Eh ano naman iha yung ikukumpisal mo? Tama po ba yun, Pastor? Parang pakiramdam ko po mali. Eh ano nga yun? Kasi po pag pumupunta po ako sa church, pakiramdam ko po, ako po pinakamagandang babae sa buong church. Alam ko po hindi tama po yun eh. Isa pong malaking kasalanan yun, di po ba, Pastor? Ang sabi ni Pastor, alam mo iha, hindi yan isang malaking kasalanan. Iyan ay isang malaking kahibangan.
So, mahal na hari, no? Ang kagandahan ay pumasok sa kanyang utak at pakiramdam niya, wala nang mas gaganda pa sa kanya. No? And that brought forth pride in him. Okay? So sometimes we have that illusion. Illusion of fame. Illusion of control. Illusion of indispensability. Illusion of immortality. The thinking that we will be here forever and ever. Kagaya na mahal na hari, nasa sobrang rangyan niya at galing niya, parang pakiramdam niya, he is inimitable, he is irreplaceable, he is indispensable. So pride set in. Now, the second point is this, beauty fears the beast. Saan naman pumasok dito yung beast, Pastor? Kasi yung panaginip ng mahal na hari nung chapter 2 at yung panaginip ninyo yung chapter 4, pareho eh. Naalala nyo ba yung sermon ni Pastor Arnold, no? Na yung nakapanaginip siya ng isang malaking statwa, yari sa ginto, sa pilak, yari sa bronze, yari sa metal at luad. Magandang maganda, towering eh, no? Kaya lang, isang araw, may malaking bato galing sa langit. Tinamaan yung paa. Natumba yung statwa. At yung statwa, napalitan ng bato na yung bato ay lumaki ng lumaki. Para kay King Nebuchadnezzar, the beast is that rock. Yun ang kanyang katunggali sa pamamahala. Yun ang parang nagtatangkang siya'y paalisin sa kanyang pwesto. Mag-file ng impeachment case siguro. No? O apurahin ang pagiging pangulo. Parang si Lenny Robredo siguro. Parang ganun. The beast is the rock. The beast is someone from up there or out there in the universe or outer space wanting to overthrow him, sending someone to cut off the tree. Kaya kung meron mang kinatatakutan, itong mahal na hari na ito, Haring Nebuchadnezzar, walang iba kundi itong malaking bato na ito. Because this rock is the threat to his reign. Kung itong bato na to, o itong puputol sa puno, ay makapangyarihan. At kung sa tingin ni Haring Nebuchadnezzar, he was the most powerful man on the face of the earth. If there's anyone who will be able to topple his government, he must be more beastly, he must be more monstrous, he must be more terrifying than King Nebuchadnezzar. Di ba lahat walang makatayo sa harapan ni King Nebuchadnezzar? Lahat nanginginig. Siguro sa kanyang isip, kung meron mang magpapatapon sa akin, magpapatalsik sa akin, siguro mas nakakatakot. Di ba? Kung ako, nanginginig na yung mga tao sa aking presensya. Yung magpapatalsik sa akin, palagay ko, mas mapanganib, mas nakakapanindig ng balahibo, mas nakakatakot. And so, the beauty fears the beast. The rock, sa kanyang isip, must be so ugly. So, ano mong ginawa? Kagaya nung una, nung nakita niya na yung statuang tinayo, eh napakaganda nga sana, kaya lang luad yung paa at metal. Ang ginawa niya, nagpagawa siya ng statua na puro ginto. Para nga namang pag may dumating na bato, hindi tutumba. Sigurista, mahalari. Nung nakapanaginip naman siya ng puno na pinutol, ang ginawa niya, pinuno niya ang kanyang palasyo ng maraming puno. Dahil sa takot niya sa bato, takot niya sa mga muog, tinakpan niya po lahat ng mga pader. Nilagyan niya po ng mga orchids, nilagyan niya ng mga halaman, pinuno niya ng napakaganda mga halaman so that Babylon became, you know, one of the seven ancient wonders of the world because of its hanging garden.
Why? The hanging garden was motivated by his fear of the rock. And he wants to perpetrate his reign by planting more trees.
Para na sa ganun, hindi siya maputol. Ito po yung takot ni King Nebuchadnezzar sa paparating na ito. No?
Third, beauty becomes a beast.
King Nebuchadnezzar, thinking that he was the most beautiful person in the whole world, turned into something beastly.
What turned him into a beast?
Pride.
In verse 28, anong sabi sa verse 28?
All this happened to King Nebuchadnezzar 12 months later. As the king was walking on the roof of the royal palace of Babylon, that he said, "Is not this the great Babylon I have built as the royal residence by my mighty power and for the glory of my majesty?"
Babalikan ko lang po yung panaginip. Kaya po natakot yung mahal na hari, kasi sa sobrang ganda ng puno, merong mensaherong galing sa langit at nag-utos, putulin ng puno. Tumumba po yung puno, naiwan lang, katiting na stump. No? At yung pagkakatumba ng puno na yon ay naging malahayop yung tumumbang puno. Referring to the king. Nung ipinaliwanag ni Daniel itong panaginip na ito sa mahal na hari, ang sabi niya, "Mahal na hari, huwag po kayong matatakot, pero ang puno ay kayo." Pero sa interpretation po ng dream, how I wish yung pong interpretation na to ay hindi lalapat sa inyo. Kasi ho, nakakatakot talaga ho yung mangyayari sa future. Pero kung magbabago kayo ng isip, magpapakumbaba kayo sa harapan ng Diyos, hindi po mangyayari ito. Pero after 12 months, what happened? Hindi po nagbago ng isip, hindi po nagbago ng damdamin, no? You know, the sad thing about this is, this could have been prevented. Because he was warned. Binigyan na siya ng babalay. Asawa ni? Yun. Binigyan siya ng babala. Pero anong ginawa niya? He forgot about it. At doong 12 months, pinaayos niya po yung palasyo, built the hanging garden of Babylon. Alam mo ang kanyang sinabi sa kanyang sarili? No? Sabi niya, "Is not this the great Babylon I built? I have built. I have built." No? "The royal residence by my mighty power for the glory of my majesty." The center of pride. When you spell pride, ano bang sentro ng pride? No? The center of pride is the letter I. Ang tao pong mayabang ay punong-puno ng I. Punong-puno ng kanyang sarili. No? Boastful, independent, have a tendency to inspire insecurity. There is envy, there is jealousy. Pagka meron kang pride, ayaw mo may mas magaling sa'yo. Pag meron kang pride, ayaw mo yung iba nag-i-enjoy. Pag meron kang pride, feeling mo dapat ikaw lang. Pag meron kang pride, you want to eliminate the competition. You want to hurt people. And then, sometimes unintentionally. When you have pride, it will affect your relationships. No? Why? Because you're more concerned about your rights. You're more concerned about yourself, your feelings, your happiness. It's all about you. Remember the scene in Beauty and the Beast? Nung sinabi ni Gaston, "You are so gorgeous." Di ba? "You are so gorgeous." Pero alam mo kausap niya? Salamin. Akala ko ang kausap niya si Belle. Eh. But he was so fascinated, he was so in love with himself.
no, bordering narcissism. Na in love sa kanyang sarili. Okay? So, tayo pong lahat nasasaktan. Hindi lang ikaw nasasaktan pag mayroong pride. Ang mga tao sa paligid mo nasasaktan din pag mayroong pride. At ang pinakamatinding nasasaktan pag mayroong kang pride, walang iba kundi ang Diyos. That is exactly what Satan wants you to have, to become independent of God. Magsarili ka. No? Alam mo ba, nung nilikha ng Diyos ang mga hayop, binigyan niya ang hayop ng kaparaanan para gabayan ang kanilang buhay. As it like a moral guide. At alam mo, binigay ng Diyos sa hayop, instinct. So animals are guided by instinct. But we human beings, anong ibinigay ng Diyos sa atin? Not instinct. God gave Himself as our guide. Kaya nga ang gusto niya, kapag gagawa ka ng desisyon, tatakbo ka sa kanya. That's dependence on the Lord. Pride is declaring independence from God. Pride is saying, Lord, I don't need you. Pride is saying, Lord, I can do it by myself. Pride is saying, I can go to heaven by myself. That's pride. There is no need for God. So this turned beauty into a beast, or King Nebuchadnezzar into a kind of beast. Ano daw ang naging, no? Yan. Ang sabi po dito, verse 33. Can you take a look at verse 33? Immediately, what had been said about Nebuchadnezzar was fulfilled. He was driven away from people and ate grass like the ox. His body was drenched with the dew of heaven until his hair grew like the feathers of an eagle. No? And his nails like the claws of a bird. For 7 years, no? The kingdom became gloomy. So pride makes you beastly. You become ugly. Kahit pagguwapo ka, kahit maganda ka, but if you're full of pride, you become ugly. May kilala ka bang ganon? Puging-pugi sa sarili? Gandang-ganda sa sarili? No? May kilala ba kayo ganon? Ha? Huwag nyo nang tingnan yung katabi nyo. May kilala kang taong ganon? Project na project? Yung bang parang feeling niya lahat ng tao sa kanya nakatingin? No? Pero kahit gano'ng kakagwapo at kahit gano'ng kakaganda, kung pangit ang ugali mo, pangit ka pa rin. Amen ba? Kaya po yung mga dalagang nandito, no? Mga dalaga kasi pagka nakakita ng gwapo, God's will na eh. Pag nakakita ng maganda, God's will na, Pastor, God's will. Na hindi po pa naman kilala. Maganda nga, pagdating naman ng araw, masakit naman ang puso mo, di ba? Pogi nga, darating ang araw, masakit sa puso. Mahirap, di ba? Ano gusto mo? Masakit sa mata o masakit sa puso? Sabi pa siya, masakit sa mata eh. Pero tandaan mo, kapatid, lahat tayo magtatagpo din sa huli. Papangit din tayo, tama ba? Tatanda ka rin, maluluoy din ang iyong balat, puputi ang iyong buhok. We will all grow old, we will eventually, ultimately die. We cannot remain young forever. No? You can always edit your picture, your profile picture. No, pagandahin mo pa, gumamit ka pa ng beauty applications para mawala ang mga kwek-kwek sa iyong mukha. Pero bandang huli, lalabas pa rin ang tunay na pag-uugali. Tama ba? Tama ba? Most of our hurts, sabi nga, most of our hurts are self-inflicted wounds caused by our self-inflated egos, according to Edmund Chan. Yun ang problema.
Naramadalas tayo nasasaktan because tayo may problema. Nasasaktan tayo because of our self-inflated egos. We think we really are beautiful and we deserve the best. Okay. Pride is also the root of immorality, of greed, of lust, of anger, and stinginess. Sa totoo lang, pride is the root of all evil. Kasi pride is declaring independence from the Lord. Kaya anong gagawin sa'yo ng pride? You will become like an animal. Magiging halimaw ka eh. Ang mga kuko niya, parang kuko ng agila. Ang kanyang buhok, parang buhok ng leon. At alam mo ang nangyari sa mahal na hari? No? Siya ay nabaliw. Kung iisipin mo, paano siya nabaliw? Di ba normal, ang normal cause ng lunacy or psychosis or neurosis is depression, di ba? When you're sad, when you're lacking on something, di ba? Pag may kulang sa buhay mo, pag may hinahanap ka. Kung titingnan mo yung talata about King Nebuchadnezzar, he was happy and contented. He was satisfied everything. No, lahat na lang ng hingin niya, lahat ng hanapin niya, meron siya. Ano pa nga hanapin niya? Bakit magkakaroon ng nervous breakdown yung mahal na hari? Isipin mo. How can that happen? But that's exactly what happened to the king. He became crazy. He was like a lunatic, insane. Nawalan po ng bait. Gumagapang pong parang hayop. Kasi nung sabihin niya na, nung tinitingnan-tingnan niya, ang ganda talaga ng Babylonia. Nakita mo ba yan? Gawa ko yan. Nakita mo ba yan? Ideya ko yan. Nakita mo ba yan? Pinaghirapan ko yan. At lahat yan ginawa ko para makilala ko ng buong mundo. Sa isang iglap, boom! Baliw. Sa isang iglap, crazy. And for 7 years, he was a lunatic. Hindi ko alam kung saan siya kinulong eh. Pero para siyang hayop. Ang kinakain niya, damo. Isipin mo yung hari, magiging ganon. Alam mo kung si Daniel, tuso, maitim ang budi. No? Kung si Daniel ay matakaw sa kapangyarihan, pwede na niyang angkinin ang kaharian para sa kanyang sarili. But you know what Daniel did? He protected the king. You know, he could have usurped the throne. He could have gained control over the kingdom. Pero ano mong ginawa niya? He served as a caretaker of the kingdom and the caretaker of the king. Sapagkat alam ni Daniel na hindi habang panahong parurusahan ng Diyos si King Nebuchadnezzar. Darating ang araw, pag siya'y tumingala sa langit, babalik ang kanyang katinuan. At ang sabi doon, it will be for 7 times. And 7 times, according to Bible scholars, is 7 years. Kapag ka-abnoy ang presidente mo, di ba? Hahayaan mo ba bang 7 taong hari? Papalitan mo na. Banal Daniel. He was a man of integrity. He was a man of courage. Sino yung may tapang na magsabi sa mahal na hari, na mahal na hari, ito yung panaginip mo, itong interpretation, delikado ka, magbago ka. Sinong matapang na lalaki ang haharap sa hari? Di ba, pagkaharap ka sa mahal na hari, wala kang sasabihin kundi magaganda. Ang sasabihin mo lang ay, ano, everything positive, everything to the glory of the king. Laging ganun, wala kang sasabihin negative. But Daniel was courageous to tell the king, be careful, change your ways, humble yourself before God. Who dare you? How dare you, Daniel, talk to the king like that? So he became a beast for 7 years. Kapatid, yung yabang mo, no, kalusin mo.
Kapag ang Diyos ang kumalo sa iyo, baka tumagal ng 7 taon. Kung nagbago ang mahal na hari, hindi na sana umabot sa ganito, but he never changed. So what happened? Beauty became the beast. Number 4. Beast encounters the beast. During the 7 years na siya ibaliw, he was not depressed, he was simply psychotic. No. God appeared to him. He encounters the beast. Dalawang ibig ko sabihin dito, ha? Yung unang beast is King Nebuchadnezzar. Yung the beast is the beast that he was afraid of, the rock. Someone from heaven. Someone who is about to topple his government. Yun yung beast na kinatatakutan niya. No? So for 6 years, he was looking down. Looking down. He could not look up because he was afraid of what worse could possibly happen when the beast, the rock, the sickle comes and bring him more judgment. Takot siyang tumingala kasi baka mamaya dumating na yung bato. Baka mamaya mas malala pa mangyari. He was afraid of that. So for 7 years, for 6 years, he was looking down. But finally, on the 7th year, he looked up and saw that heaven rules. So number 5, the beast realizes that the beast is the real beauty. King Nebuchadnezzar realizes that the beast that he was afraid of, that rock that he was afraid of, is actually the real beauty. So when he saw the rock coming, he was so afraid. Tatamaan na siya nung bato eh. Pero alam mo, pagdating nung bato sa kanya, yung bato na-transform into like a snow that touched his skin. And then he realized that the rock that he was afraid of will be the same rock that will lift him up. The same rock that will provide for him. The same rock, no, that will help him stand on solid ground. He saw the cutter, yung puputol sa puno, but then he saw that, you know, yung pumutol sa puso, pupuno, hindi hinuka yung ugat. Nag-iwan po ng stump. He saw that someone. Diba, pagka sinabi mong heaven rules, I rule, King Nebuchadnezzar felt to himself. Pero kung sasabihin mong heaven rules, then that heaven must be more terrifying, more despotic, more tyrannical. Alam mo yun? Yung dahil, paano ba nakuha ni King Nebuchadnezzar ang paghahari? Di pa pagpatay? Paano niya nakuha ang kaharian ng mga bansa? Di ba nanununog siya ng mga kaharian? Paano niya nasakop ang ibang mga kaharian, ang ibang mga bansa? Di ba pumupugot siya ng ulo? Pumapatay siya ng mga tao? Ngayon, parating itong kaharian ng Diyos, he was so afraid. Kung ano yung ginawa niya, gagawin din sa kanya and even more. Dahil kung meron mang magpapatalsik sa kanya, dapat mas mabangis sa kanya. Dapat mas mapanganib kaysa sa kanya. Pero alam mo, nung dumarating na yung liwanag na yon galing sa langit, it was so brilliant, it was so bright like the noonday sun. But the amazing thing, when he saw that light, it was so soft. It was so brilliant and so soft at the same time. That's so amazing. What he thought will punish him lifted him up. Yung akala niya na sasagasaan siya, actually helped him out. Yung kinatatakutan niya, hindi pala dapat katakutan.
Why? Because he was so powerful and yet so loving. He was so tough and yet so tender. And then he realizes, number six, that beauty loves the beast.
Alam mo ba in Jeremiah chapter 25 verse 9? The Lord called Nebuchadnezzar my servant. God Himself called Nebuchadnezzar my servant. Alam mo, komentaryo ng Diyos kay Nebuchadnezzar? My servant. Hindi evil king. Hindi despotic, tyrannical ruler. Hindi. Ang komentaryo ng Diyos kay Nebuchadnezzar in Jeremiah chapter 25 verse 9 is, He is my servant. So beauty loves the beast.
Minsan kahit magpakalayo-layo ka no, sa Diyos, then you will realize that God still loves you.
But number seven, the most amazing thing is this.
That beauty takes the place of the beast. Beauty takes the place of the beast.
Habang papalapit po, he saw a vision. He saw another vision. And that vision that what this rock was rejected. The rock was rejected. The tree was cut. Parang this someone from heaven suffered. He was so afraid that siya bilang puno ay puputulin. But he saw another tree that was cut. Another tree that was cut. You know. You remember the tale of the three trees? Once upon a time, merong tatlong puno doon sa mataas, sa kabundukan. At ang sabi ng mga puno, ano mga pangarap ninyo? Ang sabi ng isa lang ang pangarap ko, I wanna be a treasure chest. Gusto ko, pag ako naging treasure chest, lalamnan ako ng kayamanan ng mundo, mga brilyante, mga alahas, ginto, lahat na makikinang na mga bagay. I wanna be a treasure chest. Ikaw na naman ang pangarap mo, sabi nung isang puno, sa pangalawang puno. Isa lang ang pangarap ko, I wanna be a tree so tall, no? So that, and big, so that ships can be built out of me. Gusto kong maglayag, mag-travel. Gusto kong puntahan ang iba't ibang dako ng mundo, no? I wanna be a big ship. Sabi naman ng isa, ikaw, ano naman ang pangarap mo? Well, simple lang naman ako, I wanna be the tallest tree so that all people, when look at me, they will say, wow, you know, God is good. Yun lang ang pangarap ko. I want to display the glory of God. When they look up to me, I'm a big tree. Tallest tree. Lumipas ang panahon, mga kapatid. At ang tatlong puno na ito ay kung ano-ano nangyari sa kanila. Pinutol yung isang puno. At nagulat siya, nung siya'y pinutol, ginawa siyang kahon. At tuwang-tuwa siya, sabi niya, siguro magiging treasure chest na ako. Kaya lang, nung ginawa siyang kahon, nagulat siya, inilagay siya sa kulungan ng mga hayop. Ginawa siyang pakanan ng mga hayop. Lagyan ng dayami, minsan lagyan ng tubig. At nalungkot siya. Sabi niya, akala ko pa naman, ang lalaman sa akin ay kayamanan ng mundo. Yung pangalawa naman, no, pinutol siya. At nung ginagawa na siyang isang bangka. Pero hindi isang malaking bangka, isang maliit lang na bangka. Pang-pang-ilog lang. Yung pang-bangka lang na pang-dalawa, tatlong tao, hindi para maglayag, kundi para lang mangisda sa isang ilog o sa isang look. He was so sad kasi sabi niya, akala ko pa naman makakapaglayag ako sa buong mundo. Pero yung pala, dito lang ako sa look na ito. At lalong yung pangatlong pinakamatindi, nung siya'y pinutol na, sabi niya, ito na, matutupad ng pangarap ko. No? Actually, nung tiningnan siya, ayaw niyang siya iputulin eh. No, kasi nga, gusto niya tumangkad pa eh. Sabi niya, wag niyo akong puputulin. Pero naputol po siya. At alam mong ginawa sa kanya? Pinuto lang, ginawang tabla. Para ano? Wala lang, pang scaffolding. Pang outlumber, ganun. Pang ganun-ganun na, pag magtatayo ng bahay, ilalagay mo ganyan, papatungan mo para matuntungan ng mga manggagawa. Yun lang po, at madalas sa bodega. Whatever happened to the dream of these three trees? They have their dreams, but all came to nothing until one day. Meron pong mag-asawang galing ng Galilea, napunta ng Bethlehem, naghahanap ng tutulugan, wala pong matulugan. Manganganak na po yung babae, napunta sa sapsaban. Wala pong paglagyan ng bata maliban sa pakanan ng hayop. It's just a stable. It's just a manger. And then when these three realized, you know, what is happening, and said, wow, dream come true. Why? Because I got to contain the greatest treasure in the world. And that is the Son of God, baby in Bethlehem. And then yung pangalawang puno na naging pamasada lang na bangka sa Galilea, isang araw, nagulat siya, ang sumakay sa kanya, mismo si Jesus. Pag-aari siya ni Simon, nangaral si Jesus mismo sa kanya. At hindi lang yon, napuno ang bangkang ito ng isda. At ang bangkang ito ang naging platform upang si Pedro ay makakilala sa Panginoon at ang buong mundo'y makarinig ng mabuting balita. Yung pangatlong puno, nakatenga doon sa bodega, isang araw, bigla na lang siyang hinila. At nagporma ng krus. At hindi niya alam kung anong nangyari sa kanya, hinahatak siya pagdating doon sa Golgotha. May ipinako sa kanya, only to find out that who was crucified there on that tree is none other than the Son of God, Jesus Christ. And so sometimes you think that our dreams are lost. Pero sometimes, ano, alam mo, dinudurog talaga ng Panginoon yung mga pangarap natin so that we can have a better dream. So that when people look at that tree in Calvary, people will say, God is good. That tree led the people to God. The tree was cut. Nebuchadnezzar was cut as a tree. That's just to show that maliban na lang ikaw magpakababa, you will no longer grow, you will not be stronger, you will not be greater until you humble yourself before God. So the beast, no, was saved. Because the beast, beauty takes the place of the beast. Diba, gusto-gusto natin yung scene dun sa ano, sa film na Beauty and the Beast. Why? Kasi si Belle, minahal niya si Beast eh. Masabi niya nga, you came back. You came back. Minahal ni Beauty si Beast dun sa pelikula. Pero alam mo, sa totoong buhay, minahal ni Beauty si Beast, si Jesus minahal kanya. At alam mo, pinakamatindi dito, si Beauty naging Beast para ikaw maging Beauty. Jesus took your place. Siya ang nagmukhang halimaw dun sa krus. Siya ang nagmukhang hayop na binaboy doon sa krus ng Kalbaryo. Para ano? Para maibalik yung kagandahan sa'yo. If there's a name that really fits, no, its character is Beauty and the Beast. Because Belle is so beautiful, stunningly gorgeous, charming, lovely, and the Beast is horrifying, terrifying, monstrous, hideous. Pero sa pagmamahal ng Diyos, siya na maganda, darling of heaven,
He was crucified for you and for me. He took your place so that, number eight, you can be beautiful again. Amen. Amen. Pwede bang palakpakan natin ang Panginoon, mga kapatid? Ano po sabi dun sa verse 1? Itong testimony ni King Nebuchadnezzar. Basahin nga natin sabay-sabay. Ready, go. King Nebuchadnezzar, to the nations and peoples of every language who live in all the earth, may you prosper greatly. It is my pleasure to tell you about the miraculous signs and wonders that the Most High God has performed for me. Di ba pag gumagawa ka ng letter, kailan mo binabanggit ang pangalan mo? Sa una o sa huli? Sa huli. Si King Nebuchadnezzar, nung gumawa ng sulat, inuna niya yung pangalan niya para sabihin na ako yung author ng letter na ito. At sino ang kausap niya sa letter? Sino ang sinulatan niya? Sino ang sinulatan ni King Nebuchadnezzar sa kanyang sulat na ito? Was it some people in Africa? Was it some people in Ethiopia? Was it some people in Russia? Was it some people in America? He wrote this letter to the nations of the world. Wow! Saan ka nakakita ng letter ang addressee, nations of the world? See how this king has changed. I am writing this to the nations and peoples of every language who live in all the earth, and may you prosper greatly. No longer me, but you. At ang sabi niya dito, it is my pleasure. Ano daw po? It is my pleasure. Pagka narinig mo yung salitang pleasure, anong nararamdaman mo? Ano pumapasok sa isip mo? But it's so pleasant. It's so pleasing. Sabi niya, it is my joy. It is my delight. It is my happiness to tell you. It is my joy to tell you about the miraculous signs and wonders the Most High God has performed for me. Kapatid, do you have the same pleasure when you talk about Jesus? Can you really say to your friends, to your classmates, it is my pleasure to talk to you about my Lord? It is my pleasure. It gives me great delight in sharing the good news to you. That's how the king was transformed. Isang malaking kagalakan, isang malaking katuwaan sa aking ikwento ko sa iyong ginawa ng Diyos sa aking buhay. The king indeed was transformed. Kasi kung totoong binago ka ng Panginoon, hindi mo mapipigilan eh, di ba? Amen ba? Amen ba? Kung totoong naligtas ka, hindi mo mapipigilan eh. Sasabihin at sasabihin mo sa boss mo, sa mga ka-empleyado mo, sa mga co-workers mo, sa mga kaklase mo, sa mga kapitbahay mo, how good the Lord is! Except kung wala kang naranasang miracles and signs and wonders from God. Except kung hindi mo talaga naranasang binago ka at pinatawad ka, then you think it's a drudgery. You think it's a responsibility to tell others about Jesus. Pastor naman eh, kami pang pinagsasabi sa mga tao kung anong ginawa ni Jesus eh. Is that a responsibility? Is that a duty? To someone who has been changed, who has been touched by the most beautiful person in the universe, you could not help but speak. It is my pleasure. Sabi mo nga, it is my pleasure. to tell about Jesus. I pray that you will find that kind of pleasure.
Hindi mo enjoy yan kung hindi mo na realize talaga, you know, the journey. Can you flash the 8 points? Sabi dito sa 8 points, di ba? You meet the beauty. Akala mo ikaw yung maganda. No? Gandang-ganda ka sa sarili mo. Puging-pugi ka sa sarili mo. Akala mo you're the center of the world. No? But sa totoo lang, kahit gandang-ganda ka sa sarili mo, no? You're afraid. There is insecurity inside of you. There is a feeling of loneliness and the failures inside of you. And you are afraid of the beast, someone who will topple you. But beauty becomes a beast. Then, dahil sa insecurity and pride inside of us, we become the beast. But praise God, the beast encounters the beast. And then you realize that the beast is real beauty. Yung kinatatakutan mong Diyos na akala mo aagawan ka, yung kinatatakutan mong Diyos na akala mo KJ, siya pala ang tunay na maganda. At na-realize mo that beauty loves you and that He takes your place on the cross of Calvary and that He wants to transform your life so that you can be beautiful again. Amen? Last verse. Anong sabi doon sa last verse natin? Okay, verse 36. Basahin natin sabay-sabay. At the same time that my sanity was restored, my honor and splendor were returned to me for the glory of my kingdom. My advisors and nobles sought me out, and I was restored to my throne and became even greater than before. Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and exalt and glorify the King of heaven, because everything He does is right and all His ways are just. And those who walk in pride, He is able to humble. Those who walk in pride, He is able to humble. Don't wait for that day to come. Ngayon pa lang, magpakababa ka na, humingi ka na ng tawad sa Panginoon. Amen? Amen? Shall we all stand up? Can I request... Yeah? A rose? Yeah? What can you say about the rose? It's beautiful. Yeah. Remember the story in Beauty and the Beast? Each passing day, parang, you know, a petal falls. For each time a petal falls, di ba? The more the fate of the kingdom is cemented, the day will be like that forever. Ang relo, ang candlestick will be candlestick forever. Ang lahat ng gamit sa bahay hindi nababalik sa pagiging tao because they're under a curse. And that is a symbol of Beauty and the Beast. Okay. And it's really beautiful, isn't it? Jesus is the Rose of Sharon. Jesus is the darling of heaven. And when He came on earth, you know what people did to Him? Hindi naman siya isa-isang natanggal eh. They threw Him down and they trampled on Him. That's what we did. But you know what? The more you trample on Him,
the more you step on him, the more you crush him, Jesus, the more he releases the scent, the fragrance of a rose. The more the rose is crushed, the more she becomes fragrant. This is my Savior. This is my Lord. Now the question is, are you willing to say, Lord, forgive me, I am the beast. I now admit that I am the beast. And thank you for loving me for who I am. And thank you for taking my place. You are beauty. I am the beast, but you took my place. You were crushed. I was the one supposed to be crushed. Ako dapat ang durugin. Ako dapat ang tapakan. Pero ikaw ang tinapakan. And so, Lord, I humble myself before you. You know, the life of Nebuchadnezzar teaches us that there is no hole too deep that we cannot be lifted up out of it. Walang balon na sobrang lalim na pagkalugmukan mo o pagkakabagsakan mo na hindi ka kayang iahon ng Diyos. See? Is there life after a nervous breakdown? Is there a life after depression? Is there life after psychosis? Neurosis? That's exactly what happened to King Nebuchadnezzar. He was crazy. But God lifted him up. When he began to look up. When he began to see that heaven rules. Kapatid, gaano man kalalim ang pinagkalugmukan mo, pinabagsakan mo, kaya kang iaho ng Diyos. There is no mountain too big that He cannot move. There is no problem too big that He cannot solve. There is no storm too strong that He cannot calm. And He cares for you. And He wants to lift you up again. If only you will humble yourself. Amen. Maybe God is dealing with you eh. Misa kung saan ka magaling, doon ka natatalisod din. Eh. Kung saan ka mahusay, doon ka nabibigo. God is breaking you in your sweet spot. God is allowing you to fail in your field of expertise. Why? To call your attention. You see, for so long, you're living by yourself. You don't really consult the Lord. You don't really ask for help. You don't really pray. You're so proud. Now is the time to humble yourself. Pwede bang taas mong yung kamay sa Panginoon? Just lift your hand to the Lord. And you, can you pray with me? Sabi mo, Panginoong Jesus, patawarin mo ako sa aking kataasan. Masyado akong tiwala sa sarili ko. Patawarin mo ako, Panginoon, na kaligtaan kita, isinantabi kita, hindi kita kinukonsulta, napabaya ako ang relasyon natin. At dahil doon, nabibigo ako. Patawad. At ngayon sa aking puso, lakasan natin, nagpapakababa po ako. Nagsisisi po ako. At ngayon, kinikilala ko na ikaw ang aking hari, Panginoon, aking tagapagligtas. Susundin, mamahalin, paglilingkuran ng wagas. Salamat po, Panginoon. Sa buhay na walang hanggan, sa pagpapatawad mo, maraming salamat. Kaya lagay mong yung kamay sa dibdib. Lord, I just pray right now, Lord God. Lord, deal with pride. I rebuke the spirit of pride right now in Jesus' name. Itong pride na to ang nagiging dahilan kung bakit nag-aaway kayo mag-asawa. Itong pride na ito ang dahilan kung bakit hindi kayo magkasundong magtatay, magnanay. Itong pride ang dahilan na ito kung bakit ang angkan ninyo nagkakaaway-away. This is the cause of every problem that you have. And right now, humble yourself before God and I cast out the spirit of pride right now in Jesus' name. I rebuke boastfulness and pride. I rebuke this spirit of independence in Jesus' name. And I declare from this day onward, Lord, my brother, my sister will be so dependent on you. And my brother and my sister will learn to ask for forgiveness and to ask for apology. Lord Jesus, ibangon mo ang aking kapatid. Kung siya man ay dumadaan sa matinding pagsubok dahil sa kanyang kataasan, sa kanyang pagtingala sa iyo, ibangon mo po siya right now in Jesus' name. Pwede bang taas natin mga kamay natin? Lahat tayo, pati nasa likod, just raise your hand. If you're saying, Lord, I want the pleasure of telling the world how beautiful you are. I want that delight in my heart to tell others your goodness, your mercy, your loving kindness. Lord Jesus, bring back the joy in my heart. Bring back the joy in my heart so that I will have the pleasure of telling others about Jesus. Lord, right now, sabi mo sa Panginoon, hilingin mo sa Panginoon, restore the joy in your heart about telling others about the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Lord, restore the joy, restore the joy, restore the joy in our heart so that we will have the pleasure, Lord, the pleasure of telling the world, telling the nations of the world how beautiful you are, how good you are, how loving you are, Lord Jesus, and how much we love you. Hallelujah.